In this episode of The Xamarin Show, we're going to see all about the tab view. Fully customizable, fully everything. It's everything you dreamt of and more. I have Javier on to show you everything about it. Welcome back to The Xamarin Show. I'm your host, Gerald, and in this episode, we're going to talk about all about tab view. So the Xamarin Community Toolkit now has the tab view. I think a lot of people already heard from it because, you know, this is a much anticipated control. This allows you to place a fully customizable tab bar underneath every app. I don't even think it has to be underneath. It can be at the top, in the middle, to the side. Okay, maybe not to the side. But I have my best friend in the entire universe on. Again, friend of the show, Javier from the Toolkit. How are you doing, Javier?
Hey, Gerald. Thanks for inviting me again. Very happy to be here and very excited to talk about the tab view.
Good, because I think you are the creator of the tab view and a couple of more awesome controls. So I think we're going to have you on for a couple of more episodes. I'm going to ask you to come back. But please tell me about the tab view. Why do we need one?
So yeah, it's a good question because, as you know, there are several ways to create tabs in Xamarin Forms so far. You can use the classic way using the tab page. And also we have Shell and continue improving day by day, adding more possibilities. But the two options are backed in native controls. So in every case, we are using native controls to create a native way to create the tabs. And that's amazing. But we have some limitations related with that. So for example, what happens if you want to customize two different tabs with exactly different layouts or different behaviors, controls, or whatever? Of course, possible, but you need a custom renderer. So the idea with the tab view is create a new control, a new way to display tabs, and of course their content, or without content, because it's also possible, creating something like a segmented control, more or less. And the idea behind that is have a new way to create tabs, but without limits. So allowing whatever you want to customize. If you want to customize the tab strip, is possible. If you want to show or hide the tab strip, is possible. If you want to customize the content, is possible. If you want to customize the aspect of the February tab, is possible. Or if you want to customize the behavior or what's happening when you are changing every tab, is also possible.
So everything is possible. Everything is possible. I love it. So what you're saying, like, yeah, so Forms originally, maps everything to their native counterpart. So whenever you're doing Android, whenever you're doing iOS or something else that also supports tabs, you will get like the native tabs, how they look like, right? And it has been hard to style that, to customize that. That is something that I've heard a lot from our users whenever I was on the Forms team, and I see it still in the community. So that is all things that we're going to solve with the tab view. And one quick thing, it's also supported in Shell. Did I understand that correctly?
It's not yet supported in Shell, but our very good friend, Shane, showed up a demo about tab view inside Shell. Okay, so cool. It's something that we have been talking in the last months a little bit, and probably something possible that will happen in upcoming versions or mostly in the future. .NET MAUI probably is more possible. But yeah, there are some ideas behind all the possibilities of tab view using Shell. I think that will be possible. It's not yet ready today, but I think that is something that will
It's coming.
Be.
It's coming. Okay, cool. So can you show us something?
Yeah, so I have several demos ready. So if you are okay with that, I'm going to share my screen. And I'm sharing my screen with Visual Studio and you showing up, first of all, the code of the tab view. So the tab view against the other options like the tab page or share, where we are mapping everything from the abstraction to native controls. This is a control created with Xamarin Forms. So it's a control created with a composition of other controls. It's mainly a carousel view inside. So I think that it's also interesting. I mentioned that because probably is easy to contribute, easy to modify things because you only need to do one time and it's affecting to the rest of the platforms. But let me go to the sample. And in the sample, in the page, we have several pages related with that view. I'm going to show the getting started mostly to show up the code. So this is the sample that we have in the community toolkit and inside views. You can find that, we have very nice stuff everywhere. We have here the tab view and we have several samples related with the tab view, but I'm going to start with the getting started. This is the first sample. So very, very simple. As you can see, we have the two tabs. By default, the tabs will fill all the available space. We will see later that we can manage the tab size with a property, but this is the default behavior. And we have the native feedback in every platform when we are touching every tab, and we can navigate between tabs in different ways. We can navigate using touching the tab or doing a swipe gesture. So the different ways that we have, and the default appearance of every tab in every platform is different. There are a material style if you are using the tabs in Android, or Cupertino style if you are using the tabs in iOS, and the same happens on other platforms like Windows, etc. So there are a default style, but you can customize everything as you want. So let's see.
Okay, so if I understand correctly, if you run this on iOS, it will still look like it's the original iOS kind of tabs, and for Android, the same thing?
That's the idea. So the idea
But if you don't want that, you can completely customize it.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. And we are going to see how you can do that. So the default behavior would look and try to have the native look and feel in every platform. To use the tab view, the only thing that you need to do is use the new Xamarin Community Toolkit namespace, that is this one. Then create a tab view. There are several properties related with the tab strip. So if you want to put the tab strip in the bottom or in the top, so that's mean if you want the tabs in the bottom or the top side of the view. So this is a stupid sample. I mean, we have the tab view inside a grid, but just to demonstrate that we can create different rows and you can have the tab view not occupying the entry space of the page, like for example in the David page. So you can have, for example, a grid occupying the middle of the size and use fill the rest of the space with tabs. So something that you said before, like you can put tabs mostly everywhere. Yeah, that's correct. And you can then customize the padding of the tab strip with different properties, like what is the color, what is the color of the indicator, etc. To create tabs, you put tab view items inside the tab view, and the tab view item can have content or not. The content for the moment are views, so you can use a content view or use something directly like a layout, like a grid, and put the content inside the tab view. This is the basic sample, and then there are properties to customize the aspect of every tab, like the text, the icon, text color, font size, font family, etc. And the same properties exist with the selected word at the end, that is what's happening and what will how do you customize the tab when the tab is selected. So in this case, for example, the only thing that we are doing is change the text color when it's selected. In this case, it's white. In this case, selected is yellow. So these are mostly the basic properties that everybody will use to create some tabs. But
that is very cool. So one quick thing, inside the tab view item, you can have like a complete view. So you have complete freedom over what you're putting in there. But you said for now, is that going to change?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So you can put the tab view inside anything. So you can put the tab view inside, for example.
Inside the tab view item. So anything inside the tab view item. So you have a grid there right now. So you can put any view in there. But you said that it's a view for now. So is that going to change or is it going to stay that
way? Yeah. Some people also ask it about what's happening if I want to include, for example, a content page. And we review the code and it's something possible. So for now, it's not possible because it's not implemented yet, but I hope that we will have this functionality in the future. But for now, must be a view, will be anything. So yeah, inside this grid, you can put anything inside a collection view with whatever content that you need for your application. But for now, are views. So you need to use a content view or a grid or whatever. So we have seen the basic sample. But what happens if you want something, you know, more custom? You need your own tabs. So in that case, let me navigate to these custom tabs. You can create control templates. So every tab have a control template, and the control template is used a piece of code that could define the aspect of every tab. And of course, you can set different control templates for every tab. And for that, you can have, because this center tab is also a tab, you know, but it's a tab without content. So if we navigate to the tab view, we have the first tab, the second one, and the third one. But the second one have no content. So the only thing that is happening here is will respond to events or commands. Of course, there are different events when we are moving between different tabs, when we are changing the selected tab, when a tab is tapped, for example, there are these tapped event. So you can have tabs that the only mission is just respond to a click event or something like that. And you can have, of course, tabs with content. And you can define different control templates and then assign this control template to a tab in that way. Let me span control tab view item, control template, the template that you want. And in that way, you customize whatever you want put inside the tab and how you want the tab. So these tabs are used a grid with an image and a label, the first and the third one. And the center one is just an image button and is this centered tab. So as you can see, using XAML and some control templates, you can customize every tab as much as you want.
That is so cool. So yeah, you can create that crazy designs with a bigger button in the middle, or you can have it to the side. You can design it any way you want. So that is really, really flexible and cool.
And then what's happening if you have more tabs that fill in the space? Of course, you can create scrollable tabs. So you can use navigate to the last one, or use navigating between the tabs. You move the scroll at the same time. So yeah, you can have more tabs than what can fill in the available space. And what's happening if you want tabs from a dynamic source? So it's also possible because there are a tab item source property. So you can, for example, use, in this case, we are using an observable collection with our basic Monkeys collection. And we are just creating, as you can see, a collection of tabs with the Monkey information, just setting the tab item source property. And to define the aspect of the content and the aspect of the tabs, again, there are properties and data templates to define what will be the appearance. So I can show up very quickly the code of that is this one. And the tab definition is use that. So we define a tab view item data template, a tab content data template, and a tab item source. With these three properties, we define the aspect of the tab strip, the aspect of the content, and the item source.
So that is great. So no more hard coding your actual tabs, just loading them from some kind of data source, and you can generate them dynamically. So that is really cool.
Exactly. And we can nest tabs. Again, we can create the different levels of nested tabs you want. For example, we have here a tab, a top tab view with two tabs, and in one of the tabs, we have another tab view with other two tabs. So you can nest as much tabs as you need for your design. It's not something, there are not many designs with a critical or a high number of nesting tabs, but case like that with two tabs nested is more common. So it's perfectly possible too. And bad guts, yes, there are bad support. So you can use set, let me navigate to the sample very, very quickly. You can use set tab bucket property. You can customize what is the bucket test, the background when it's selected, because take a look to that. The colors, when we are selecting the tabs and the size, fonts, everything, you can customize everything when the tab is selected. And you can customize everything related with animation, because there are an interface called etab animation that you can override. You can create a class implementing this interface, and using Xamarin Forms animations, you can override this behavior. This is the default animation that the tab view is offering you. But if you want, I don't know, that the bucket jump and do whatever you want, scale, rotate, whatever, you can do that, and you don't need to learn anything new because you can use Xamarin Forms animations. So bucket support is also included. Animations, yeah, you can do whatever you want when the tab is selected. What is happening here is something very, very close to the previous case. There are another interface, in this case is etabview item animation. You can implement this interface, and you will only override two methods, on the select and on select, when the tab is selected or deselected, and using Xamarin Forms animations, you can do something like that. The small is very, very quickly, but yeah, take a look to that. You can animate your tabs. More things, is tab strip visible? So if you hide the tab strip, well, you have only the content. It's mostly a carousel view, but if you want to do that, it's perfectly possible. You can change the position of the tabs. Again, it's also other thing that is possible. And we have talked before about what's happening with the space. By default, we'll fill the available space, but if you want to customize the size of the tabs, it's also other possibility. And last thing, but I know that many people love that, we have seen before a sample with the custom tabs where exactly this one, where we have some tabs with content and other tabs without content. What's happening if you don't have any tab with content? Something like that. Yeah, you can only have the tab strip with the different tabs. So depending on the design and how you create the tab strip, you can have something like a segmented control, right?
So right.
You can create...
exactly, because we also have the tab events, right? So now you can just create your own kind of like segmented control with this as well. Okay, really cool.
Exactly. So there are different events, like when you tap in a tab, when the selection chain, or even when you are swiping, it's also possible to manage how much you are swiped in any direction and detect what's happening if you want, for example, to apply a custom animation while you are swiping. Talking about swiping, you can enable disable the view, you can enable disable the swipe with another property, is swipe enable true or false. The idea behind that is just that, is allow you to customize everything and allow you to manage any property and any possibility related with the tabs.
This is so cool, Javier. This adds so much flexibility. I think a lot of people will be very, very happy with this. So thank you so much for putting this together. There's so much to unpack here. Maybe we should let me know in the comments if you want to see any more about this and what things in particular. Then we'll be happy to record any more on that. I think we've handled already a lot, Javier. So thank you so much for coming on. I'm sure we'll be seeing you back quickly or somewhere in the future. But for now, thank you so much and see you next time.
See you next time.
Hey, James here. Just wanted to check in and thank you for watching this video. Now do all the things that you know you want to do, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell. Become part of the notification squad. While you're here, check out all these awesome videos that I've already recorded. Click on that thing. Click it. Watch it. Do it.